following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Childersburg Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, State Farm Agent Ron Carroll, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ineos, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, and the City of Childersburg, First Baptist Church of Childersburg, Alabama Termite, Atkinson Homes, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga, Sarah Honda of Sylacauga, and Tony Sarah Ford, CAC Adult Learning, Snap Fitness, Alabama Digestive Care Center, Bucks Island, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good evening and welcome to the Aggie Den, Douglas Martin Court on the campus of Sylacauga High School. When these two teams play basketball, nothing else needs to be said other than Childersburg versus Sylacauga. KJ McCurley will join me on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show when we come back after we take a Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to Douglas Martin Court here at Sylacauga High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. Well, last year in the first meeting, KJ, you weren't able to be with me and Alex Bauman and I over at Nichols-Lawson, where the Aggies played most of their games, all of their games last year, their home games. Well, it was a one-point game at halftime, and the Aggies come out and just dominated in the second half. The Aggies went on to a state championship appearance game, and now we're back again. And these two teams are senior-laden and ready to play tonight.
Well, they're very experienced. You alluded to the seniors, but there's a lot of length on this Sylacauga team, a lot of explosiveness. Even the guards are big and hard to kind of hem up, and they're just able to get into the lane and pose problems. You're going to see a lot of inside-out action with Sylacauga, but the rivalry speaks for itself. And, you know, I can remember a game you and I did several years back that went into several overtimes and saw a Kaleon Nix buzzer beater. This game is just... there's nothing else left to be said, and a lot of people from a lot of different areas like to come just watch a good basketball game when these two teams match up, and that's what I expect here tonight. I think it'll be a high-octane offensive game, and Childersburg has a chance this year to really pose some more dominance inside, though they may be without one of those key pieces down low.
Yeah, we'll talk about that and more of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. If you don't believe this is a fun thing to watch and you don't believe that it's heated rivalry, come look around in the gym and see how many people's here. And the girls' game about to finish up. It's a close one as well. We'll update you on that when we come back. We'll take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. We'll come back with more of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Aggie Den here at Sylacauga High School as the Lady Aggies just defeated the Lady Tigers by a score of 49-46, and now the boys out getting ready for this clash of these two teams. KJ, you heard from Atkinson Holmes in our last break. How about the Atkinson Holmes keys to the game? I've got two for you. Number one, where we lost our composure last year in both games, we got out-rebounded. We got out-worked by Josh Spear and also Eric O'Neill, and we got out-rebounded. That's been a key thing that Johnny Johnson and Gerald Wallace have talked about this week, okay? The other thing is this. When you're getting back on defense against Sylacauga, if you don't cut off their guards with the basketball at the top of the key, they're going straight to the basket, downhill. They don't care whether they knock you out of the way or not. C.J. Franklin is the dude, and I'm here to tell you, he can play along with the rest of them. And that's what Childersburg has to do, in my opinion, to win this game tonight. What about on your part?
Well, I think they just got to be aggressive, and that starts defensively, knowing where you're supposed to be. As you said, kind of, I'll kind of expound off of this. My key to the game on defense, keep the speed in front of you. You know what? If they hit a step-back fancy jumper and it cashes in for a three, so be it. If they knock down long twos that are contested, fought for, so be it. But as you said, you can't give up the easy stuff at the rim. You can't let the guards have a field day. And you can't let these bigs, not just rebounding bigs, but bigs that are very capable of scoring in Josh Spear and Eric O'Neal, they're not just going to look to rebound the ball. They're going to look to go up and score. So Childersburg is going to have to do a good job on the glass, getting position to limit those second chances. And on the other end, offensively, I think you just have to move the basketball. When Childersburg has passed the ball this year and their assist to turnover ratio has been up, the offense has thus been up. When guys are getting walk-in jump shots, being Seneca Sheely and Jacob Johnson, they're much more effective with a good pass walking into it than lean into the side or something off balance. These guys know how to shoot the basketball, but we've not done a good job this year of getting it to them. Passing's not been great. Pesky Sylacauga defense got to value every single possession and limit offensive rebounds on the other end.
Last night I was here as Sylacauga played Benjamin Russell. 6A Benjamin Russell come in, took an 11-0 lead to start the game. The Aggies never panicked, and Childersburg's going to be in a fight for 32 minutes tonight. And if the game is tied, they'll do it for as long as they need to do it till somebody wins the game. Now, I will tell you, Childersburg has looked awfully good this week. Going to Altamont, a big area win on Monday on the road by 34 over the Altamont Knights. And then on Tuesday night, it's always not easy to go to Vincent and get a win. And they won that game by 24 as well. So we'll see what happens here tonight. Sylacauga, 9-0, 1-0 in the area. Our Childersburg Tigers, 6-3, 1-0 in the area. And the tip-off is about 6 minutes away on the Dumb Tar, Tiger Sports Network.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Welcome back to Sylacauga High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. The clash about to happen. 6-3 Childersburg and 9-0 Sylacauga. Don't let those records fool you, son, because, and I'm not saying Sylacauga has played an easy schedule. They have not. They've had some tough opponents, just like Benjamin Russell last night. But I think if you compare the two on the road to getting here, there's no doubt this team in blue has played a lot of competition.
Well, I think there's a difference in playing good competition in your level and playing good competition above your level. And Childersburg, from season start, has played competition above their level. You know, we talked about it earlier in the year, taking Thompson to the buzzer, 3-point loss there, looking very good in the game against Chelsea. I mean, several high upper class teams that Childersburg has faced this year, and that's the way Coach Johnson likes to operate. He wants his teams battle tested, and so far they have been this season. And another good offense here tonight in Sylacauga. We mentioned Hezekiah Parker not playing tonight. He's out with an injury. He will not be with the team. Childersburg is going to have to do without him, and that means Brandon Calhoun and Duke Ferriman are going to have to play well.
Yeah, and it also means Xavion Swain is probably going to get a lot more minutes than he is normally used to coming off the bench, and he's going to have to play that way as well. So Johnny Johnson, Jarrell Wallace, and, of course, Tim Hall, our coaching staff, losing Hezekiah tonight was not the night that you wanted to lose him. Now, if you're wondering, Childersburg is going to be on the road again tomorrow night. Four road games this week. It started at Altamont on Monday, Tuesday at Vincent, tonight here at Sylacauga, and then tomorrow night at Winterboro. So four road games, getting them ready for next week. Another area game next week with the B.B. Comer Tigers. So we're just about set to get this thing underway. And KJ McCurley, I think it is 8 o'clock. I'm going to take a 10-second station identification when we come back. I'm going to let KJ McCurley have the starting lineups.
Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Douglas Martin Court. My high school coaches here, Coach Gerald Douglas and Coach Justin Martin. This arena named officially and rightfully after those two men. KJ McCurley, you've got the starting lineups for both of these teams.
Yeah, starting with Sylacauga, they'll come out with Josh Spear and Corbin Patterson, both seniors, as well as Eric O'Neill and Tristan Whetstone in the lineup as well. This is a senior-laden Sylacauga team, and they'll be on the offensive looking to get out and run out of stops much all night.
C.J. Franklin as well. He's the man for them, and you're right. They'll start five seniors. We'll start four.
Yeah, for Childersburg, we're going to come out with Seneca Scoot Sheely at guard along with Tay Fairman. I kind of think Sheely needs to have a good game tonight as well. He's kind of had an up-and-down season. Need to get him comfortable, get him some good looks early. Brandon Calhoun, when he's played well, Childersburg has been hard to beat.
Yeah.
I think if he's making two jump shots a game and a few putbacks around the rim for you, that's good production, especially tonight with Hezekiah being out. Maybe try to get a little bit more out of him. And Tay Fairman is as dynamic and fast as they come. His brother Duke Fairman, we need a big game out of down low on the block tonight. If he can stay out of foul trouble, he's extremely dynamic. He's got to stay out of foul trouble and on the floor. He's a big body, can finish around the rim, but we really need him for defense and slowing down this hectic Aggie attack in the paint.
Yeah, you mentioned the key players. One thing about Jacob Johnson, he's Mr. Consistent, if you ask me. You're going to get 15 and 6 or 7 from him every night. Tay Fairman, when he gets to the rack, he's tough, okay? But I think the X factor tonight for Childersburg is Brandon Calhoun, no doubt about it. Sylacauga, on the other hand, KJ, I'm just going to mention this. We mentioned they're starting five. When you get past that five, I think their efficiency goes down a little bit. I'm not saying their bench is not as strong as Chillsburg's, but I've yet to see their reserves on their bench have to win a game for them. So if you get in foul trouble, if you're Sylacauga, it could be trouble for Coach Joel Jones. Joel Jones coached with these two men, Gerald Douglas and Justin Martin, for a long time, and he's a very, very good basketball coach. He took a team last year all the way to Birmingham and was just a few minutes away from bringing home another state title.
I mean, and it was such a dark horse run. It caught everybody by storm. And kind of knew going into the year they had a chance to be good, but with a first-year head coach, he really didn't know. But with enough experience in this program, knowing what it takes to win once you're in that tournament, and they just didn't look back. They played a lot of good teams, a lot of really good basketball. It was fun for the community. It was fun to watch, and they're poised to make another deep run, yet to have a loss this year. Hopefully, Childersburg can tack one in that left side L column.
Childersburg in their road blue uniforms, pinstriped in white with white numerals. It'll be Seneca Sheely, Duke Fairman, Jacob Johnson, Brandon Calhoun, and Tay Fairman for Sylacauga, dressed in their white with white numbers outlined in black. It'll be Whetstone jumping against Duke Fairman. Excuse me, it will be C.J. Franklin jumping against Duke Fairman. And the Aggies control the first tip. Here comes C.J. with the basketball. He is the man that makes their ship sail down the road. But Spear and O'Neill can score as well. Corbin Patterson with the basketball gets it off to O'Neill. In the corner, it goes to CJ. He about stepped out of bounds, and he about threw it away. And he gets it back in the corner. CJ for three. Good.
Yeah, it's one of those unfortunate things, kind of expecting a turnover, and the ball kind of ricochets back to him. Got to get on him quicker.
And Brandon Calhoun with a three goes in and out. Jacob Johnson with the offensive rebound. Scoop from the baseline, no good. People hitting the floor. One of them's Duke Fairman. Sylacauga misses a layup at the other end. Seneca Sheely with the rebound. Here come the Tigers down 3-0 in our early going.
And Duke Fairman got stepped on. Good to see him okay.
Yeah. Brandon Calhoun from the free throw line a little long. And the long rebound comes to Eric O'Neill. Here come the Aggies. They'll kick it off. Corbin Patterson back to O'Neill. Now CJ will set it up at the top of the key. He tries to go by Jacob Johnson. Can't do it. He'll give it to Spear. Spear will take that shot. He misses. And Childersburg gets a good rebound with Brandon Calhoun. Here comes Tay with the basketball. to Scoot. Now Jacob, they'll run a little motion. Tay trying to get in and gives it off to Jacob. Jacob will get in the lane and over to Calhoun. Calhoun being guarded by Whetstone. Now they'll back it back out with Sheely and run another set. Sheely shaking and baking around Corbin, and Corbin is probably, I'm not going to say probably, he is the Aggies' best defender, and he's going to get called for a hand check, and the first foul of the game goes on Corbin Patterson.
Yeah, and Sheely with a good turnaround jumper, unfortunately, didn't count because of the reach in, but Sheely was giving him some moves. That was a good defensive-offensive exchange. Might be a potential key matchup.
Here's Sheely trying to go around Whetstone. Gets in the lane. Can he get up a shot? He's turning around. He can. A little short. C.J. Franklin with a rebound. Here come the Aggies with a 3-0 lead and the basketball. Long three-pointer put up and good by Eric O'Neill. And quickly it's 6-0. And a steal by Sylacauga's C.J. Franklin. He's going to be called with double dribble. And boy, Coach Joel Jones did not like that at all. But
I think that's a makeup for a potential reach-in. That was definitely a reach-in on Franklin that was not called.
Childersburg's got to learn how to handle this pressure. They throw it over the top to Jacob Johnson. Jacob gets in the lane. He was fouled. No call. Now they're going to call a little hand check on Childersburg as O'Neill was going down the floor. And that's just an unfortunate turn of events in those two possessions there.
Yeah, you just got to try to have a quick memory about that and put it behind you. Still a lot of basketball to be played. It's just 6-0. Try to hone in and get a stop defensively.
Here's Corbin Patterson, right wing, back to the between the circles to C.J. Franklin now surveying the Tigers' defense. Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Now they've switched to a matchup zone. That'll leave Eric O'Neill open for a three. And I'm telling you now, we got to get out of that zone. And it is 9-0, and the Aggies look to push it on that press. We'll go down the lane, get it up to Brandon Calhoun. We missed the layup. Thought he was fouled. Corbin Patterson gets the ball for Sylacauga. And Johnny Johnson electing not to call timeout right now as O'Neill loses the basketball. Here comes Scoot with a 2-on-1. He and Jacob Johnson. Jacob gets an open three from the corner. In and out, no good. And it was taken away by Scoot Sheely. Here's Tay Fairman working against C.J. Jacob Johnson will get in the lane and then get it home. Nice little hook jumper over Whetstone there.
And Childersburg desperately needed that for some confidence on offense, and that was a good, deliberate move by Jacob Johnson.
Sylacauga got away with a travel, and then they're gonna get in him with a spear, and he lays it in. And it's 11-2. Sylacauga in a trap. They'll leave Sheely open for three. Way off. And Sylacauga wanting to run. Whetstone will lay it up. No good. And the Tigers with the rebound. Here comes Tay Fairman with it. To Brandon Calhoun. Sheely in the lane. That should have been a foul on Whetstone. We get no call. And here goes the Aggies running out. And how about Eric O'Neill missing a dunk?
Airballing it. Missed everything.
Sheely to Jacob Johnson in the lane. He got fouled. And they'll send the junior to the free throw line for the Tigers. And I think Johnny Johnson wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to the Domtar Tigers Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Tiger Sports Network and Childersburg High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We'll come back to action. That was a big bucket that Jacob Johnson got for us, KJ, and now he's at the free throw line, and we need these as well.
Yeah, we desperately do, and Sylacauga making a switch on offense. Looks like Kinston Threed is going to check in. Eric O'Neill sits down. He's by far their, I would say, their best athlete after C.J. Franklin. With him on the bench, one less body down low, maybe you see Childersburg make a deliberate effort in the next few possessions, getting that thing in the paint with no Eric O'Neill on the floor.
Johnson hits his first, makes his second as well, 11-4. See if we can ride out this storm. Aggies by seven. Patterson, ooh, they almost come up with a steal through the Tigers, and they'll give it to CJ at the timeline. Here's the Aggies now, and he goes by. Jacob Johnson goes in the lane, can't get the shot. And that was a good job by Childersburg converging with three guys on C.J. Franklin. That's what you got to do to him.
Yeah, Duke Fairman and Brandon Calhoun, excellent defensive help to each side.
Tay Fairman pulls up from the free throw line way off. And now they're going to get Jacob Johnson with a hand check on Corbin Patterson. And, here's my thing. With those fouls like that right there,
yep.
I'm just asking to be consistent. If you're going to call it that way in the first half, call it that way in the second half, and call it for both teams.
Yeah, it's airtight on one end and no blood, no foul on the other.
Wow. CJ went right by Tay Fairman, which is hard to believe. He bounced it to Josh Speer, who was going up for an easy layup, and he got fouled. Not sure who was on that foul. I believe it was Duke Fairman. Spear at the free throw line for the Aggies, and he is good on the first. 12-4, Sylacauga.
The other downside with this Sylacauga team, when you foul them, is they're all pretty good free throw shooters. It's not a team that you can really hack and expect misses out of, so you're going to have to try to defend without fouling tonight.
13-4, two made free throws. Here's Tay. He'll try to go by CJ, puts it up. No foul call. The Aggies with a rebound. They're wanting to run.
That was a foul, but that's an ill-advised drive attempt, and it's too quick. You got to pull that back if you're Tay and run some clock and move the ball around.
Sometimes he tries to do just a little bit too much. CJ with a step back three. No good off the back iron. Scoot Sheely playing well in the first 6 minutes of the game, gets the rebound. He's got a pull back three off the iron, no good, and it's knocked out of bounds by Tristan Whetstone. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own goal. We've got to get Brandon Calhoun involved.
We've just got to get some kind of outside presence to loosen it up that we can get a shot inside.
Scoot with a head fake from three-pointer.
Couldn't hit nothing.
And he pulls, drives in and pulls up from about 8 feet. And like KJ said, he is right now, the bucket's got a lid on it. But we do get the basketball, so Sylacauga couldn't control it, and here we go. Calhoun, and boy, that's got to be a foul. They hit Jacob Johnson cutting down the lane, and he's going to get two more free throws. And I believe that foul was on Tristan Whetstone. Three fouls each for both of these teams in the first 6 minutes of the game almost. 2:09 to go first quarter. 13-4 Sylacauga. Childersburg trying to gnaw their way back into it. And Jacob Johnson front ends the free throw and drops home. And he's got all five of Childersburg's points.
Just one field goal so far for Childersburg in this first quarter. Their other 4 points have been Jacob Johnson's free throws.
Jacob 3 of 4 now as he missed that one. 13-5, 8-point Aggie lead. And they'll try to work against this press. Corbin almost threw it away. Tay went for the steal. The Aggies will have an open look, and they get Whetstone, and Whetstone's going to be fouled by Duke Fairman. They got away with a travel with Kinson 3. And I tell you right now, I never really want to harp on officiating, but there's a lot of things that are not going our way.
Well, like I said a minute ago, it's airtight on one end and no blood, no foul on the other.
Whetstone good from the free throw line, and as KJ mentioned, all of these guys from Sylacauga pretty good, and I think Duke Fairman's picked up his second foul. He'll come out of the game, and now you'll see Xavion Swain in there. There'll be no Hezekiah Parker tonight. Another made free throw from the Aggies, and it's a 10-point Aggie lead.
You just got to find some offense.
Yep.
There's no other way about it. You just got to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, and this is what I'm liking. They call that foul on the other end, so they call a foul on Kinson 3 trying to guard Seneca Shealy. That's a matchup problem for Sylacauga. And now they'll bring in Sarayan McMillan, and he's pretty much defense as well, too. And Brandon, they'll run the little motion offense. Here's Seneca Shealy working against, and they're going to call double dribbling on him, and I believe he did.
I
think he did. Yep.
He never fully put the basketball back down after, and he never really fully picked it up. The dribble was kept alive the entire time.
Trap. And now I think we're going to get hit. We may get hit with a technical foul here. And not sure what the stoppage of play was. Johnny Johnson really had a bad way of seeing that double dribble. I kind of thought he did, but now the officials will talk about it, and they're going to stay with their call. It's going to be Sylacauga basketball, but I do like what the official done. He stopped the game. I thought he was going to pop Johnny with a tee, so Sylacauga's got the basketball. Here's Corbin Patterson with it. Back around top, C.J. Franklin. Corbin fakes a three. Corner goes to Josh Spear. Spear to Corbin. He'll drive baseline back to Spear. Not really looking to shoot the basketball yet are the Aggies. They get it back to McMillan. Now to Spear's got an open lane. He traveled. Didn't get the call, and that's going to be a traveling call on Corbin Patterson, who grabbed the rebound and fell to the floor and rolled over. So,
yep, no foul call. If you fall to the floor with a ball, it's going the other way. This is where Childersburg has got to steal a possession and get some points. Down by 10.
Yeah, and they've got McMillan on Jacob Johnson. Scoot with a good look from the free throw line. There's just nothing going in for us. Here's CJ, goes by five people. Can't get it to go. Hits the floor. Tigers get the rebound. Here they come with the numbers. Jacob Johnson, he's going to be fouled. And that's going to be on Kinson 3 or McMillan. Neither one of those guys are going to be able to play Jacob Johnson. And that's going to be against Kinson 3, his second foul. And he's not happy about it, but that's not going to change as Eric O'Neill gets up off the bench to probably relieve Threed, and he does. Jacob Johnson now 5 of 6 from the free throw line, but KJ, only, as you mentioned, only one field goal in this first quarter for the Tigers.
Yeah, and it was Jacob. He's got all 7 for Childersburg. Somebody has going to have to step up and help him out on offense. We're not going to have a chance at this game otherwise.
I still say we have got to get Brandon Calhoun involved offensively. He does a great job defensively and rebounding, but the Aggies with 18 seconds in the quarter, they may try to hold it for one shot. As Spear now to in the corner, goes back to Corbin Patterson. Now to Eric O'Neill. He'll try to drive down, gets it back to CJ with open look from three. No good. And that's going to be a pushing foul. And I'm glad they called that. That's going to be a pushing foul on Josh Spear with 0.6 seconds to go. And he did.
Yeah, it was. It was a straight-up, clear-up foul. And the thing about this now is with 0.6 seconds, the foul count where it was at, now you get free throws to end the quarter and a chance to steal some more points, and you'll still have the basketball.
Well, Xavion Swain will go to the free throw line with 0.6 to go. He will shoot 2. As last year, he's good on the first. Last year, it changed with a one-on-one. No 7 fouls in the first half. They do it by quarter. And when you get to 5, it's 2 shots. So Childersburg now has cut the lead to 7. Let's see if they can cut it to 6 with another made free throw by Xavion, the lefty. sophomore, puts it up there. He is nothing but net
wow.
on both of them.
Looked like he had been a routine free throw shooter. Not usually his forte, but, hey, we'll take him. Charity strike keeping us in it, just down by six.
The Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter come to an end on your First Baptist Church of Childersburg scoreboard. It's 15-9, Sylacauga. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. KJ, you mentioned it. You hit two free throws. You're going to get the ball to start this second quarter. This could be a potential 4 or 5 point play here.
Yeah, and we highlighted a few players before the game, Xavion Swain being one of them, sooner than needed with the foul trouble of Duke Ferriman and Hezekiah Parker being out. How about getting position down here to garner that yeah. offensive rebound call?
Here's Brandon Calhoun. He can hit it from three-point land, too. He had one go in and out to start the game. Chillsburg trails by six with the basketball, being very deliberate in what they're doing. Tay to Calhoun. And I don't think that McMillan can stay with Sheely. And I think that's going to be the matchup we need to look at right here. Calhoun to Xavion. Xavion trying to go by Corbin. He will. Corbin, nice block shot, though, and cleanly done. And the Aggies come out of there with it. Corbin Patterson very active in this first 9 minutes of the ball game.
Yeah, he's a guard. He's a big guard. He can shoot it, but he's really a great defender. Good hands, and he times up possessions very well.
And a great kid. His mom, one of the nurses for my stepdad, he comes to the house. Long three-pointer by Spear, no good. And that should have been over the back foul, but Sylacauga's going to lose it out of bounds anyway.
I thought it also went over the top of the backboard. So it really should have been out twice, but Childersburg retains possession.
6:39 to go in the first half, 15-9, low-scoring game. Kind of not what you expect, but Chillsburg very cold, only one field goal. And look at Tate Fairman, he changed that. Spin move. They don't have anybody other than C.J. Franklin that I think can stay in front of him.
That was like the batter in the blender when the smoothie's getting made, just an absolute spin cycle, and that's a travel.
And they converged on CJ in the lane again. He got down in the lane, and we converged on him and forced a turnover, 15-11, and the Tigers with the ball and a chance to cut more. And CJ now on they didn't like that matchup the last time very much, so they put CJ back on him. Here's a good drive by Seneca. Where is the foul? My, he gets knocked to the floor and not a whistle from any official.
Yeah, that was pretty putrid right there. No doubt about it. And luckily it didn't lead to a made basket for Sylacauga.
Wow, as Patterson misses a three-pointer, here come that Tigers with the basketball. They get in the lane with Jacob. He puts up a four-footer over Spear. No good. Or excuse me, that was over Eric O'Neill. Spear on the bench right now, getting a breather. Patterson from about 8 feet. Boy, he overshot everything. Everybody's a little tight right now for both teams.
Well, Patterson there was trying to draw a foul, and Jacob Johnson and Xavion Swain did an excellent job of staying straight up.
Tay with CJ right in front of him. Here's Jacob Johnson. Now to Brandon. This is where we got to get going. Brandon's going to go up. Can't get it to go. Goes back up after an offensive rebound, and it's a two-point basketball game.
That's the way to shake off all the misses, young man. Just keep staying with it. Eventually you're going to get one to go in. Now he can breathe a little bit.
determination by the senior Calhoun. Here's CJ from the corner three. He overshot everything. And Swain with a rebound for Chillsburg. 4:40 to go in the first half. Chillsburg down by two. Here's Jacob. Gets in the lane. Puts it over Whetstone, and we are tied.
Well, Childersburg on the defensive end doing a great job of baiting Sylacauga into long jumpers, and you're seeing the effect of when they don't go in.
And Sylacauga has seen enough. They want a timeout. Coach Joel Jones will call a 30-second timeout. Let's take another Childersburg Park and Recreation timeout.
At First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Childersburg has scored the last 10 points. We are tied. Sylacauga with a couple of guys on the bench. Well, one in particular, and that's Spear. They'll get it to Whetstone in the corner for three. His three no good. Tate with a rebound. Here come the Tigers. Xavion out quickly. He's going to get it up. Can't get the shot to go. But Tay Fairman tips the rebound back to himself. Here's Jacob Johnson. He'll go right by Spear. Nice pass to Xavion. They're going to call traveling, and that is not a good call.
He did not.
He
kept his feet still. He was standing absolutely still. In no universe of basketball is that a travel. Pull out the rule book.
Well, we missed that bucket there. And 3:50 to go first half. Here's Sylacauga. CJ will go down the lane. They're going to call a blocking foul on Brandon Calhoun, and that's a good call. He was not in position. When CJ Franklin gets the basketball at the top of the key, and you don't have at least two or three guys between him and the goal, he's going to the glass every time.
Yeah, he's just looking to draw contact and get himself to the line. He's just an excellent free throw shooter. Maybe I jinxed him, and I did.
Well, he's short on that, but I'll tell you this, too. He's also an excellent finisher. He's not just wanting to get to that line. He can really finish around the rim. And I'll tell you right now, Sylacauga just looks a little tight to me. And they've stiffed on, short-armed a couple of shots the last time down the floor. They get one of two free throws, and it's a one-point Aggie lead with 3:40 to go until halftime. Here's Scoot. Got to get him involved. He's seen one go in, maybe. Xavion Swain has played well. He's going by his man. Goes down
what
the lane.
What a move.
And lays it in.
I mean, just got the first step on him and took it all the way and finished on the opposite side of the glass.
And Corbin Patterson turned it over in the backcourt. Childersburg's pressure starting to bother the Aggies' guards.
And they're just staying very disciplined on defense, too. They're not just pressing. They're staying in their zone in that press. That's important. Everybody has to stay where they're supposed to be for that turnover to get created, and they're doing it right now.
Calhoun trying to work it around. They give it to Jacob. He just falls down. Xavion goes down the lane again, puts it up, and they're going to call him for traveling. And I think that may be a good call. I think he did before he actually got fouled. But
yeah, that one was legitimate. But when they called it, it wasn't a travel. They should have called it a half a second sooner.
That should have been a backcourt on the Aggies. They get it with CJ. They get it in the corner. This here's Eric O'Neill. Back to CJ. He's going to step back, shoot a three, and that's an air ball. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Million-dollar move and five-cent finish, in the words of Uncle Drew.
Here's Tay for three. When that starts happening, you're in trouble. He's not the best shooter in the world, but the Tigers now up by four.
As displayed, that was a duck of a shot off of that rim, but it dropped in for a three.
Here's Sylacauga in the front court, down by four now after leading by 10. Corbin. As they cannot, the penetration for Sylacauga has not been the best so far. Here's CJ. They're just swinging around. Patterson, he'll get it on the baseline. He'll get a screen. Now go back up top. Eric O'Neill loses it, and they lose it. Here's Silica or Chilsberg out on the run. And that should have been a technical foul as Sheely laid it in, and the Tigers are up by six. Aggies really having problems with this Chilsberg defense.
They're just everywhere, all five positions.
And CJ gets a bucket, but he got away with another traveling call. And Childersburg wants to call a timeout. 22-18, a minute 34 to go in the half. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Well, the Tigers yet to come out of their huddle, about to now. They'll have the basketball, and they'll have a four-point lead. 1:34 to go until halftime. Silicaga raced out to a 15-5 lead. Since then, the Tigers have outscored the Aggies 17-3, KJ.
Yeah, it's been an incredible run. And Xavion Swain, with some great minutes, just went to the bench, but you're starting to see he's not just a defender, not just a post-up player. He can do some other things with the basketball. And now in his place is Christian Hurst. These are great reserve minutes as a three is banked in by Brandon Calhoun.
Boy, when those things start happening, you tend to look a little dismal if you're across the way. 25-18. That should have been a backcourt. Didn't get the call. CJ will go down. He'll lay it up and in.
That's a smooth Euro step.
He cannot. You cannot let him have a free lane. 25-20. Childersburg in the lead. Less than a minute to go. Will they try to hold it for one shot? Unless Silicaga is going to come out and cover them, they may do it. Seneca scoots Sheely to Jacob Johnson. And that's going to be an offense. Are they going to call that on Brandon? That's going to be an offensive foul. Nope, they're going to call it on Seneca Sheely.
An illegal off-ball screen?
Yeah. And I wasn't looking that way, so I didn't see it. So.
Yeah, I didn't see it. But it's rare you see a guard called for that off-ball. It's just extremely rare.
And Silicaga is going to be inadvertently tripped there, and that's going to be against Jacob Johnson. That was a good call, but I do believe that the feet just got tangled up. That certainly wasn't anything that Jacob did on purpose. 30 seconds to go. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, as just a basketball play, feet got tangled up.
Trey Wright gets it right back to Spear. That's a great play inbounds that Bruce Pearl has run for years. Here's Childersburg. They get it in the front court. Brandon Calhoun for three. No good. You got to follow your shot, young man. Silicaga's got it with 12 seconds and a chance to tie with a three. They'll get it quickly down to CJ, and he'll lay it in. Childersburg's going to have to hurry to get a shot off. Childersburg by one. Jacob, he'll shoot it, and it's no good. And we are at halftime, 25-24, Childersburg. Can you expect anything other?
Yeah, you can't be surprised at this point.
Childersburg will go to the locker room with the slimmest of margins, 25-24, when we look at our First Baptist Church of Childersburg scoreboard. You are listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. We'll take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. We'll come back with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show.
Looking for the perfect opportunity to connect and grow your business? Join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce the second Tuesday of every month at 8:30 a.m. Each month, a different chamber member hosts, spotlighting their business and giving you the chance to network, discover new opportunities, and build lasting relationships with fellow professionals. Want to know where the next chamber connection will be? Contact the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce today and unlock your next big networking opportunity.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaya jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say buggin'? Ah! And why are you buggin'?
I don't know what I'm doing! Why aren't you buggin'?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. Ah! And they're, like, there when you need them. Now quit buggin' and say the jingle!
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there!
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Well, a capacity crowd at Douglas Martin Court, not being disappointed if you're either really on either side. A one-point Childersburg lead. KJ McCurley, I said in the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show, and my Atkinson Holmes keys to the game was that we had to stop Aggie penetration at the top of the key. We've done, I think, a pretty good job of that. There's been a couple of times where they've gotten down there. But I also said we had to win the rebounding war, and so far we've done that.
And we've done it without our biggest body, and that's been the biggest thing for me that I saw. They did win the rebounding battle eventually, but at first we gave up a little too much on the offensive glass. But we started really getting great position, and it started with Xavion Swain when Duke Fairman went to the bench in foul trouble, and Childersburg was down by 8 on the verge of going down by 10, and Xavion Swain with a textbook box out ended up drawing a turnover loose ball foul and minimizing what Sylacauga did and created points for us and gave us the possession with the basketball. That was a huge play in the game, and eventually Childersburg would go on to make a huge run. I think what's worked for Childersburg on the offensive side is moving the basketball and getting into the lane. We've just not done it enough. There's been a lot of quick shots, a lot of forced shots. We got to move the ball, make 3 or 4 passes, and then take a shot, a good in-rhythm shot.
Last night, the Aggies had 3 different players to hit multiple threes, C.J. Franklin, also Josh Spear, and Eric O'Neill. Only 1 three-pointer to the credit of this Childersburg Tiger defense, and that was the very first shot of the game by C.J. Franklin. However, we've only got 1 as well from Brandon Calhoun off the glass. I just really believe if we're going to go on and win this game, KJ, we've got to get Seneca Sheely to see 1 go down.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be a 3. Seneca just needs to get in rhythm and see 1 go in the net. But as you said, that brought me to what I thought worked defensively in that first half, and that is make Sylacauga be a jump-shooting team. Yes, they have guards that can shoot it. Yes, they have a couple of bigs that can extend the defense. But when you make them be perimeter-oriented and stay out of the paint – and you make them fall away on some jumpers, they're not going to make a lot of those. They're going to make some of them, especially with an athlete like C.J. Franklin. He got loose for a couple, but I thought for the most part, Childersburg did a good job of making Sylacauga take tough shots and then grab those rebounds. If we can continue to make them take tough shots on defense and get out and run and limit our turnovers on offense and see one go in the net with some good ball movement, we'll be just fine. We just got to move the ball and stop settling.
One of the things that we've got to continue, Sylacauga is 9-0. Their one and only problem this year has been turnovers. And as good as these senior guards and big guards they are, as good as they are, they've turned the basketball over here in the first half. Childersburg doing a great job with that defensive pressure, and it's raced out to a few buckets for us. 25-24, Childersburg with a one-point lead. Step aside and come back, and we'll finish Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. As we take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout, you're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days. Because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it, and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Well, just about ready to start the second half. Childersburg by one, KJ. And our starters back out on the floor with the exception of Duke Fairman not out there. And you get more Xavion Swain.
And I think that's a good call. Duke Fairman in foul trouble. Keep him, reserve him for the end of the third, beginning of the fourth. See if Xavion Swain can give you more good action.
And they try to get it inside. Childersburg slaps it away. Gets the the turnover. Jacob Johnson for three off the back iron, no good. And Corbin Patterson gets the long round rebound for the Aggies. 7:30 to go. Third quarter. Childersburg by one.
Yeah, you love that possession, though. Inside out, Jacob Johnson with an easy three, just overshot just a little bit.
Corbin Patterson can't get the three-pointer to go. Nice rebound by Brandon Calhoun. Here comes Tay. They'll kind of slow things down a little bit for a second. Tay working against CJ. They'll give it up to Brandon Calhoun. He's got Josh Spear on him. Here's Jacob Johnson. Tay won't use the screen. They'll back it out now. Be deliberate in what they're doing. He'll get a screen from Xavion Swain. And that's going to be a reach-in foul on Eric O'Neill.
And he didn't argue. That's usually a direct indicator. Yeah, I fouled. And he did. It was a reach-in. Late call. It was blown, though. I was glad to see the whistle blown.
Inbounds play. Goes back out top to Tay. Corner to Brandon Calhoun. See if we can't work some magic here. He'll go down the lane. Lay it up and in, and he is fouled by Corbin Patterson.
Yeah, and that wasn't much contact, got to be honest with you, but Patterson did bump him with the body. Regardless if the foul was called or not, that's excellent concentration by Tay Fairman to finish at the rim. Put us up by three, possibly four, but I do understand Coach Jones's beef.
Yeah.
There wasn't much on that.
Free throw miss by Tay. Here comes Silicaga. They'll get a wide open look from Eric O'Neill. Don't take it. CJ, right wing, doesn't take the three. Long three by Eric O'Neill. No good. And Seneca Shealy with a rebound. Here come the Tigers with the basketball and a three-point lead. Seneca will back out. He's got Tristan Whetstone all over him. Tay, right corner, looking for a roll around. They'll get it to Brandon Calhoun. And they're going to call Shealy for a double dribble, and I think that's a good call. He missed the pass, and it had to fall on the floor, and that's considered a dribble. And then when he picked it up and started to dribble again, that's a turnover. Here's Silicaga. Schillsberg is trapped a little bit. They'll give Eric O'Neill an open or a good look at a three. Off the iron again. CJ trying to go down the lane. Good job by Tate cutting that off. Eric O'Neill doesn't take the three again. Aggie's not finding it very easy in the lane. CJ, his shot was blocked by Brandon Calhoun. Here come the Tigers with the basketball and numbers. Tay will go down the lane. He'll lay it up. No good. But an offensive rebound almost by Xavion. And now Silicaga's got a free bird back at the other end. And that's C.J. Franklin, and he's going to be fouled by Brandon Calhoun. I think that is two on Brandon.
Not a bad foul. Only your second foul, and you stop an easy lay-in for Silicaga. That's one that Coach Johnson won't be that upset with.
And it was on the floor, so there's no shot. Silicaga with the basketball. Corbin Patterson goes by Xavion Swain. Can't lay it in. Here come the Tigers again. Tay will try to go down the lane. His shot was blocked nicely by Eric O'Neill, and then we almost come up with another steal, and the Aggies throw it away. And Joel Jones really upset with his team.
Mainly his guards, just kind of looping passes all over the court. You can't do that with the quickness that Childersburg has.
Here's Tay with the basketball. He'll cross the half-court stripe with a three-point lead. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. And Seneca Shealy got down in the middle of the lane. The ball was stripped by Corbin Patterson. Here comes CJ, and that's easy. If he gets by you and lays it up, it's going in. 27-26, Childersburg.
Yeah, Jacob didn't really make a great effort to get in front of him, and that's awful. That's got to be some contact on the other end. Wow.
Jacob goes up for a shot, and Tristan Whetstone did everything but put him on the floor. No whistle blown. Here's the Aggies with the basketball. They trail by one. Whetstone for three. No good.
Yeah, he called for the ball, and he's 0 for 5. I think if you call for the ball, you back off and let him shoot.
And the Tigers get the ball. Brandon Calhoun for three.
I wouldn't let him shoot.
And I said, I think he's the X factor tonight, and if he keeps playing well, we got a good chance to come out of here and give the Aggies their first loss.
Any opponent, you know what Johnson and you know what the Fairmans give you. You know what Parker gives you when he's out there. But when Calhoun's hitting jumpers, there's just a lot that we can do.
They get it down inside the spear, and he can't hit the two-footer. He gets it back, and it will go home. That's where they're going to beat you. And they get it in the corner to Tay. He'll throw it, and it's stolen by CJ. We got to do a better job with the press break, and that's going to be a foul on Xavion Swain as Eric O'Neill tried to make a move to the goal. 30-28, Childersburg with a lead, 3:35. It's been a low scoring, and I think this is a good substitution. Give Xavion a blow and get Duke Fairman back in there. He's going to help us rebounding-wise, but rebounding so far has not been our problem. Back to CJ for three, no good, and Duke controls the rebound. Here comes Seneca Sheely with the basketball. He's going to go down the lane, put it up, no good. I thought that was a little quick. And here come the Aggies with it. And Eric O'Neill, his shot is blocked nicely. He'll go back up again, and now he gets it to go. And a foul.
What is the call?
They're going to call the foul on Brandon Calhoun, and I think that's his third.
Brandon's hands are on ball. Duke Fairman's playing the ball. He goes straight up. They both go straight up. I'm not sure how you can tag a foul right there.
3:11 to go, third quarter, and Spear gives the Aggies a one-point lead with a free throw. A timeout on the floor. Let's take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout with them. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Worried about pests invading your home or business? Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. From rodents and termites to bugs and hornets, their experts handle it all. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services tailored to fit your needs. Call 256-378-6903 today or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Protect your space. Call today.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Well, we'll be looking at full court pressure and a one-point deficit as the Aggies have taken the lead back 31-30 with 3:11 to go, third quarter. And we turn it over in the backcourt. Corbin Patterson's got it, and then we take it right back from him. And what about a foul? They just absolutely hammered Tay, and then CJ gets the ball and puts it in. That's just bully ball without a call right there. And the Tigers almost losing again. They finally call a foul on CJ.
Yeah, it's about time.
I mean, you cannot hand check, slap, bump, push, and expect the team to not be affected that's trying to get the ball down the floor. I mean, it's almost like the old Arkansas thing, 40 minutes from hell. And we almost throw it away again, but Tay's got it in the front court. He's going to go down and just push CJ out of the way and lay it in. What turnabout's fair play right there. And now there may be a technical foul on CJ. Let's see what they're going to call here. Maybe a warning. Why is there a warning?
It's a warning on CJ Franklin. I saw Tay Fairman went in, used his arm, and CJ Franklin took exception to it. Well, Tay Fairman threw the ball at CJ's ankles when he was taking it out. I think just tossing the ball to him, and Franklin took exception and flinched the ball really hard, and I guess the ref felt the indication to give him a warning.
Maybe
that's all I saw.
Both of them. We want Corbin Patterson shooting threes.
Oh, no, that's Childersburg. There's no way. That hit nobody but Tristan Whetstone.
There's a high rebound for from the miss from Corbin Patterson. They get it inside. Nice, easily put in by Eric O'Neill. And the Aggies up by three. We get it underneath the Duke. Duke can't get it to go in, but we're going to who's that out on? That's going to be a jump ball, and that's going to be Childersburg basketball. Duke's shot was partially blocked by Whetstone. 35-32 Aggies. Here's Tay back into half-court stripe with the basketball. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Low-scoring defensive struggle, but both teams playing hard. Here's Calhoun for three. In and out, no good. Look at Duke Fairman go get that basketball. He gives it back to Brandon. He's got another open look. This one, no good. And two people hit the deck hard for Childersburg. They ran into each other. That was the Fairman. No, well, that was actually Duke Fairman and Jacob Johnson. And I actually thought that ball went out on Sylacauga. They're going to ask for something to wipe up the floor with. As I tell you one thing, starting to get physical, KJ. Buck 42 to go third quarter.
Yeah, and this is where if you're Childersburg, with a minute 42, you got to try to weather this little bit of momentum from Sylacauga. You did a great job for most of this third quarter of establishing your pace and your momentum. Have a good defensive possession and get a ball back and get a good offensive score to get this thing back on your side with momentum. If you're Childersburg, you just don't want to get beat with anything going to the basket.
And both of these fan bases being very loud here. This place is packed. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Aggies by three. They'll get it into the front court. Spear back out top to Corbin Patterson. CJ. Now Eric O'Neill gets a good look at a three. His is off the iron. Look at Duke Fairman. That's going to be a foul on Tristan Whetstone for pulling Duke Fairman down. Or is it on? Actually, I think they got it on Spear. Or at least I thought that's who they called it on. It, nevertheless, we've got the basketball, and the Aggies are going to look at full court pressure. Spear is going to exit the game, so I'm assuming that foul was on him. And Kinson Threat will come in, and because of that, now the Aggies will back out of their full court pressure. Here comes the Tigers. This is a guy we got to get going here. Seneca Sheila, he's got C.J. Franklin on him. He'll turn around, put it up, no good, and that's going to be a foul on Duke Fairman, and that was. I saw it all the way. He pushed Corbin Patterson right in the back to get that rebound. So that'll be three on Duke Fairman with a minute 15 to go. Boy, Seneca just can't see one fall, can he?
But he's still just rushing things. He's trying to do it off the dribble and off fakes. Pass the ball off and give a good hard cut to the rim and get yourself in the lane. No reason to make it tough with fadeaways.
CJ gets a open look at three. That's off. Childersburg, a good rebound. Sylacauga's three-point shooting not been good tonight. Here's a Tiger, Seneca Sheely. Back to Jacob, almost a steal. Jacob will get in the lane. That's got to be a foul. They knock him to the floor. Here comes Sylacauga. And a good steal by Tay on Eric O'Neill. And they about knock him to the floor. He's going to go up. No good. And the Aggies get the rebound. Just a little bit of a racehorse right there. I'd like to see Tay kind of hold up and run our offense here. Here's Whetstone. Kinson three. And I think the clock was not running. Good eye by the official on the far side. And here comes Heavy D. My man Cam Estelle, the senior, into the basketball game for the first time tonight.
Yeah, letting Xavion Swain getting some extended rest on the bench. Duke Fairman in foul trouble. Has the guy Parker not playing. Well, here comes Cam Estelle.
Yes, next man up. And I'll tell you what. I don't know how much lift he will give us on the basketball floor tonight, but I will tell you one thing. He's one of the best young men you'll ever meet.
Well, I'm watching him in warm-ups, and I'm telling you, if they leave him alone for a jump shot, he's capable.
That was a two-point basket by Eric O'Neill. Not a three, but the Aggies have pushed it back up by five. Less than a minute to go in this quarter. We need a bucket right here. And Seneca will, his shot won't go, but they're going to get Tristan Whetstone on a push.
And that's got to be at least three or four on Tristan Whetstone.
And it's also going to put Scoot at the free throw line because that is the fifth foul on Sylacauga in this quarter. We've got four as well.
And we desperately need these in this.
Yeah.
Sheely needs these for his confidence as well. Just take a deep breath, knock them down, get yourself back into it.
One thing I'm going to tell you, KJ, not just Shillsburg, but not just Sylacauga, these teams have great athletes, and they love going to the bucket and the three-pointers and all that. But both of these teams know how to play really good defense.
Yeah, they're well taught. If you're a good defensive team, defense is about attention to detail. So if you see a good defensive team, it's a sign of practice and time being put in. Yeah, you got to have anticipation and athleticism, but that's a result of both of these coaches just spending a lot of time on what they want to do defensively.
Let's see if he can see a free throw go in. Sylacauga by five with 49 seconds to go, third quarter. Seneca Sheely at the line. And he's good. He'll get one more. He draws the Tiger deficit to four. And back into the game now is Xavion Swain after a good 3-4 minute rest on the clock in the basketball game. He and Brandon Calhoun will be back. Let's see if Seneca can make it 2 for 2. Bends his knees, eyes the bucket, and he's good.
He and we both needed those.
Yeah. 37-34, Sylacauga with a three-point lead and the basketball with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Franklin between the circles. Looking at a zone from Childersburg right now. Kenson three in the lane. Gives it back to CJ, back to Corbin. Patterson in the middle of the lane, banks it in. And the Aggies back up by five, 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Here comes Tay, trying to shake and bake against CJ. Can't do it. And he finally does. What a shot, but he couldn't get it to go. It's got to be traveling, and it is on Whetstone. Did you see that spin move by Tay?
And he almost got it to go. He spun and then spun out of the spin and then went to a reverse left-hander. That was something special, and it almost dropped. 11 seconds here, though. Still got time to get a shot in.
Yeah, we need a bucket here, down by five. Seneca, they leave him alone for three, and that's what
big
he
shot.
Needed to see.
Big shot.
He saw the two free throws go in, and now the three-pointer. Here's CJ. He'll shoot it from long range, air ball. And we are back to a two-point game. The Aggies by two. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. Don't you go anywhere.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite. Now, back to the action.
Well, here we go with the Alabama Termite and Pest Control fourth quarter. Childersburg trail Sylacauga by two. The Aggies will have the basketball. C.J. Franklin to Corbin Patterson. That's the man. He banked it in. That was way off. Hey, sometimes we got lucky like that in the first half. So the Aggies back up by five. Here's Jacob Johnson. Been a while since he scored a bucket. And he's got Eric O'Neill all over him. Here's Scoot trying to get by Kenson three. He does. He was pushed. What a shot. And no foul.
Yeah, I can't believe there's not a whistle on that. He's knocked to the floor. Had to shoot it with his offhand fading away from the opposite side of the basket and just cashed it.
CJ trying to go down the middle of the lane. His shot up and in. That I tell you what, he is one more good guy when he gets in that paint.
Yeah, but they're getting some lucky, lucky, lucky bounces.
And we had Xavion Swain underneath the bucket, wide open. And it slipped through his hands. Turnover, Childersburg, 7:05 to go, down by five. And trust me when I tell you, this thing is a long way from being over. They're asking for the broom to come sweep up some perspiration on the floor. And it's kind of giving Coach Johnny Johnson and Coach Gerald Wallace a chance to instruct their team without a timeout. They're on the floor. They can't come to the sideline, but we're going to see if we can dig in defensively now. On the floor, we have Jacob Johnson, Tay Fairman, Xavion Swain, Brandon Calhoun, and Seneca Scoot-Sheely. Here's the Aggies with the basketball. They've got those three really good guards outside. Whetstone roaming the baseline. They get it to him now. Back to Corbin. He'll try to drive. Kicks it back. And now up top to CJ. Eric O'Neill. They don't have Spear in the game right now. Kinson three. And Corbin Patterson hits another three. Probably one of the least ones to hit threes. Has hit two in a row. And the Aggies up by eight. Tay gets down the lane and puts it in. And Johnny Johnson wants a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. Aggies by six with 6:27 to go. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
Welcome back to Douglas Martin Court. Childersburg will now get in that full court, 2-2-1 full court press. Silicaga gets everybody back out on the floor. They just had out there. Their starters, with the exception of Spear, who's in foul trouble. He's being replaced by Kinson three. Here's the Aggies. And a near steal by Xavion Swain. He knocks it out of bounds. Here's CJ. A little too far to shoot it. Now they'll get it to Eric O'Neill. Corbin Patterson to CJ. Trying to work it around. Childersburg has done really well in this 2-3 zone, KJ.
Yeah, minus the makes from Patterson, and you go with the tendencies on that, so you just tip your hat because he's made them at this point. But they've done what they've wanted to do and put the ball in the people's hands that they've wanted it to go to.
My goodness, that has got to be a foul. They finally call it. Tristan Whetstone shot the three, missed it. Brandon Calhoun definitely with a rebound. And
My goodness, he's got to be close to fouling out. They have called West number five for a foul several times.
Here's Scoot to Xavion. He's trying to go down the lane. That's going to be another foul on Whetstone. Does the shot go? It went, but I don't think they're going to count it. It's going to be on the floor. And Childersburg will have the basketball on the baseline. That shot's not going to count. That is, I think, the fourth foul on Whetstone. So he'll have to come out of the game, and Kinson three right back in. And this is huge, KJ, because it looks like when Kinson three is in the game, the Aggies
don't
like to press.
Yeah, that it's something that has to do with the athleticism that Whetstone can give them, floating around in the middle of the circle. And it's the same spot that keeps on getting apparently too much perspiration on the floor.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, this is a very athletic, fast, good Silicaga basketball team, and we're going toe-to-toe with them. 47-41, Childersburg trails by six with 5:37 to go in the game. Here's Seneca Scoot-Sheely. He and Brandon Calhoun playing catch. He'll get to the free throw line, in and out. I thought that was a bad shot, but, boy, he almost made it. And now I bet you Sylacauga run a little weave here and run a little clock. Patterson is playing catch with Kinson Threed and C.J. Franklin.
And it looks like they are going to dare Threed to be the guy that shoots the basketball.
Well, then, to be honest with you, can't much blame them. Jacob Johnson gets out on him as we're at 5 minutes now. Aggies by six. They get it in the corner, back to C.J. He beat his man, gets in the lane. That was a wild shot, though. He couldn't get it to go. Here comes Scoop with the basketball. Good job of rebounding by the Tigers. He's going to get in the lane. Not a good shot by Seneca Sheely.
He's rushing.
He hit that three, but you can't take over the basketball game. That was not a good shot there. Three back to C.J. as we approach four and a half now. The Aggies still by six. C.J. gives it off to Eric O'Neill, who tries to drive. Now C.J. will drive and comes up under. Gives it back to Spear. He'll try three. No good. Good rebound by Tay. Childersburg wanting to run. Tay's trying to get underneath. Puts it up. No good. And that's going to be a blocking foul on Josh Spear. And that's got to be close to four for him as well. If this game goes into overtime, I like our chances, especially with the foul trouble.
Yeah, Sylacauga not really used much of their depth tonight. Just a few players off the bench have checked in for the Aggies. And Whetstone also in foul trouble. Looks like he's getting ready to check back in for Spear, who is also in foul trouble. Those two guys just... I think they each have four. I know Whetstone has four. I believe Spear may just have three, but they both have three or more.
4:07 to go in the game. Tay hits his first free throw, and he makes the second. Four-point Aggie lead. If you're wondering, these two teams play 1 week from tonight again. That one will be at the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Pressure mounting against Sylacauga. They get it in the middle of the lane, and Spear knows what to do with it. Eric O'Neill knows what to do with it. Has a good press break. He got it in the middle of the lane. Scoot down the lane. Kinson three all over him. He couldn't get it. Xavion Swain threw it away, and then Scoot got right back in. Come on, call a foul. People are hitting the floor. I mean, Seneca Sheely got raked three times on that possession. No whistle. 49-43, Aggies by six, 3:20 to go in the basketball game, and they're trying to air it out a little bit. Here's Eric O'Neill with the basketball, working against Tay. He'll go down the lane, kick it back out to... That's exactly what C.J. wanted Seneca to do, overplay him, try to make a move to the goal, and that senior wisely pulled it back out there, wanting to run some clock, and Joel Jones is right there in their ear. 3 minutes to go in the game now. Aggies by six with the basketball. And, boy, he stepped on the inline, but we steal it anyway with Seneca Sheely. And they try to throw it off. He cannot do that. And they're going to call a foul on Childersburg. I can't believe this. That foul is on Tay Fairman. C.J. Franklin went out of bounds with the basketball, tried to throw it off of Seneca Sheely.
And was the one to catch it. You can't do that.
And he came back in and then ran out of bounds right in front of Johnny Johnson and no whistle.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And it gives the ball back to Sylacauga for them to run offense.
They're running a little time. Here's Corbin Patterson. Nice dish underneath. Kinson Freet. Oh, my goodness. His shot was blocked perfectly by Jacob Johnson, and they're going to call the foul. I'm telling you now, this has been the last 5 minutes has not been very well officiated, for either team.
And I hate to put it all on one, but it's mostly been the same official.
Yep. And three. He is a senior as well. This is a heavy-loaded senior team from Sylacauga. And he goes two for two, and it goes back to an eight-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go.
You just got to try to play offense without depending on whistles at this point. Because it's obvious if you don't wear a white jersey in this quarter in this building, it's not going to happen.
And there's another time that Tay Fairman spun around, he goes to the floor, and they finally call a foul on C.J. Franklin.
We got our hands on our head like we can't believe it. Hey, buddy, you drug him to the ground. It's not football on a chase down tackle.
It's obvious that Tay can get to the rim. He's just got to be able to finish. But I will tell you, I don't understand this, how this floor is really brand new floor in this gym. That's why they played over at Nichols Lawson last year, and we don't have any towels or anything we can get this perspiration up with. I mean, you know, coming in here with all the people in here and these two teams playing hard, that you're going to have this problem. And Sylacauga now up by eight with 2:23 to go. Chillsburg with the basketball, trying to get it in. They do to Scoot. And he's trying to go by Whetstone. Here's Tay from the free throw line. That's no good. And Childersburg starting to see this one slip away a little bit with 2:10 to go. Sylacauga with the basketball up by eight. CJ throws it cross court to Corbin. Whetstone now. And they're just going to air this thing out. And we do have four fouls, so the next foul will put them at the free throw line. But as KJ talked about in the onset, they're a good free throw shooting team. And they don't need one there as Eric O'Neill sliced and diced down the lane and put it in, and the Aggies up by 10 now.
Yeah, this is looking like it may be a little too late as we're dribbling and dancing around. Guys, we're down by 10. If we're gonna make a comeback, we got to put the ball up.
Tay, what a move he made over Eric O'Neill and put it in. And it's back to an 8-point lead, a minute 15 to go. Here's O'Neill. He gets it to Whetstone. Now back to Whetstone. He'll drive in and then pull it back out. Eric O'Neill's got it as we're at a minute to go and the Aggies up by 8. He's going to go down the lane. They're going to call a blocking foul on Brandon Whetstone, and the back of his head hit that floor. Hope he's okay. Now he's kind of hobbling on his foot. Well, it's been a physical basketball game in the second half, and it's seen Sylacauga in the last 4 minutes have really turned up the pressure defensively, but I'm like KJ. It's been a lot of questionable non-calls here in this final 8 minutes.
Not just non-calls, but to have somebody just right there beside most of them and just not make it.
O'Neill hits his first. He'll get one more. Can't get it to go. Chillsbury with a rebound. Here comes Tay trying to spin against CJ. Gets the ball back. He almost lost it. Jacob will get in there. That's a foul. No call on Eric O'Neill. I mean, it's obvious he hit him on the arm when he went up for a shot. 40 seconds to go. Aggies by 9. As this one's starting to fade away. That's going to be a foul on Brandon Calhoun as he pushed.
They'll call it on this end, you know.
Yep. As he pushed Josh Spear, that should send Josh Spear to the free throw line, and it will. And I'll tell you one thing. The Aggies with 32 seconds up by 9 are going to win this basketball game, KJ, probably. But I can tell you one thing. They know they've been in a war, as we knew it would be when it started, and next Friday night will be fun as well.
Yeah, no question about that. Be interesting to see the response from both teams after tonight.
They missed the layup, tapped out on the offensive rebound, and Sylacauga's just going to run this thing out with 20 seconds to go. 54-45, one of the lowest point outputs by Childersburg this year. And that's going to do it as we draw down. We'll come back with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show. Sylacauga wins at 54-45. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
When something
something happens to your car, you might say,
ugh, come on!
Seriously?
This is so extra.
But what you could say is,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them. Online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Well, an emptying Douglas Martin court, but of course, Aggie basketball players out there at midcourt, and they're going to get in a little dance here. And, you know, I tell you what, you can have fun and you can say you whipped us, but you know what? You got a lot of help from the guys that were calling this basketball game. And, KJ, they got to come to our house next Friday.
Yeah, they got to come to our house, and they got to come with some more energy, especially on offense. If they're gonna try to knock Childersburg off in the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena, they love some bad passes up in the air that led to easy runouts for us. And we also missed a few shots that are usually makes. And we also were without Hezekiah Parker. And this is all that, and it was still on their own home floor, a 9-point game. So, as you said, fun and games now. But just remember, you don't have long before you see this bunch again. And next Friday, I think you'll see a ticked-off bunch of Tigers.
Yeah, and, of course, I just have to believe that I don't know how many points he would have hit or whatnot, but I just have to believe that Hezekiah Parker is going to make a big difference if he's able to play next Friday. Well, more high school basketball next week for Fayetteville, B.B. Comer, Sylacauga, Childersburg, and you know the big dogs right here at Radio Alabama are going to bring it to you. 54-45, Sylacauga wins it over the Childersburg Tigers by 9. Hope you enjoyed this broadcast, and we'll see you next time on the Domtar Tigers Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tigers Sports Network, home of the Childersburg Tigers. Presented by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Radio Alabama Sports, and RA Digital. Sponsored in part by Brown Heating and Cooling, State Farm Agent Ron Carroll, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ineos, Childersburg Parks and Recreation and the City of Childersburg, First Baptist Church of Childersburg, Alabama Termite, Atkinson Homes, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.